It is lunchtime at the Cafe Shiroz in the central Indian city of Lucknow. The aroma of crispy pizzas, spicy French fries, and hot espresso coffee fills the air as waitresses dressed in black pants and white t-shirts bustle between tables. The cafe, which celebrates its first birthday on International Women's Day this year, is run by survivors of acid attacks and their supporters. Vivek Kumar is the manager.
Shiroz, the name of the cafe, is a play on the word hero. The acid survivors are like heroes who fight against atrocities. The cafe is also a heroic effort to remove the stigma surrounding the victims and to spread awareness about acid attacks.
The cafe is one of three in the Shiroz hangout chain, which began in 2014 with a location in the inner city of Agra near the world-famous Taj Mahal. There are no fixed prices, but rather the pay-as-you-wish contributions go towards the rehabilitation of survivors of acid violence in India. 28-year-old waitress Vimla Devi tells her story.
I was raped on December 11, 2008. I filed charges against the rapists. Their relatives started harassing me in retaliation. They severely assaulted me and threw acid on my face and neck. They inserted an iron rod into my private parts. Three times acid was thrown on me to force me to withdraw my complaint.
8 years later, Devi says no police action has been taken against the culprits.
None of them have been convicted thus far. They have threatened me repeatedly to drop the charges or they'll kill my son and daughter. They have pressured the cafe owners to fire me. It's deeply disturbing.
The Lucknow cafe is located in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, which has the highest rate of acid attacks in the country. Acid attacks are a specific type of gender-based violence meant to permanently disfigure the victim. Sometimes the perpetrators are strangers or acquaintances, whereas other times it's a form of domestic violence. 37-year-old Azma Khan, who works in the cafe's kitchen, was attacked by her then husband and his family over what they considered an insufficient dowry payment.
My father made many gifts as part of my wedding dowry. He spent almost 1 million rupees for a 32-dish banquet. But my in-laws and husband were not happy. I was 7 months pregnant when my husband, along with his brother, mother, and sister, grabbed hold of me and threw acid on my belly. I delivered a baby boy who died after 4 days of his birth due to the heat produced by the acid.
In 2013, India's top court passed an order to strictly regulate acid sales and maintain a database of acid buyers. But in practice, acid is still sold freely in the markets. According to government figures, 225 acid attacks were reported in 2014 and 249 the following year. Acid attack survivor support groups say these figures are misleading and do not account for the many cases that go unreported. But modest efforts like the Shiroz Cafe at least try to remove the stigma that comes with disfigurement and turn victims into survivors. And this International Women's Day, the Shiroz Hangout Initiative is receiving a Presidential Award of Honor for this unique effort. Jaswinder Sehgal, FSRN, Lucknow, India.